This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today should be a little bit of a sad day for the Kansas City Royals.
Why?
At the very beginning of the season, I told myself that there were very few things that could make me mad, upset, disappointed about the Kansas City Royals. I understood very on in this thing that they were not a good baseball team and they were not going to win a lot of games. That this season was about individual development and progression. Number one at the list of individual progression and development was one Raul Adalberto Mondesi. Was at the top of the list. And the biggest question coming into this season for the Kansas City Royals was going to be, can Adalberto Mondesi play in 162 games? Not saying he had to be Cal Ripken Jr., so let's give him a little bit of leeway. Could he play in 140 games this season? Were we going to get a legitimate large sample size to determine if Adalberto Mondesi could be a legitimate superstar? I remember sitting across from Dave Moore, and he told me that he could be Francisco Lindor, and it blew my mind. It's hard to be Francisco Lindor if you don't play every single day. And once again, one of the biggest problems with Adalberto Mondesi, now, not all his control, but at some point, we need to get the 162, the 158, the 156 body of work from Adalberto Mondesi, and I don't know if we're going to get that anytime soon.
It's hard to believe that he's been on the team now for parts of 4 years. We've been talking about Adalberto Mondesi for that long, and you're right. As a fan, it's been frustrating because he was really good out the gates this year, and his stats are still fine. 7 home runs, 52 RBI. He's hitting .266, obviously, with injuries, and he's cooled off a little bit the last month and a half, but I agree with you. This year wasn't about the record. It wasn't about, is Jorge Soler going to break the home run record? It wasn't about anything like that. To me, it was about two guys. One position player, Adalberto Mondesi. How does he develop in 2019? One pitcher, Brad Keller. How does he do? With Mondesi, he's well on the way to what we all talked about him being. Unfortunately, kind of like Sammy Watkins, it's tough to say this is what he is through a full season because we haven't gotten a chance to see that just yet. And as far as Brad Keller goes, he's ate up a lot of innings. He's been okay. I don't think we can compare him to what he was last year when his ERA was 3 and change. 118 innings pitch. He's 5-9 with a 4.25. So as far as the development of players has gone for the Royals this season, which is what this season's really become about, it's been okay up until yesterday.
I don't want to be hyperbolic when it comes to the Royals. If Adalberto Mondesi is out for a prolonged period of time, which it appears that it could be, Hunter Dozier's thought that he dislocated his shoulder. You don't dislocate your shoulder and then come back to playing baseball in a week. You're typically out for a little bit. Maybe he's shut down for the rest of the season because there's no reason to rush him back for a team that's not going anywhere. That's worst-case scenario for 2019. This year, for me, was going to be the season of answering questions. What do you have in Dozier? What do you have in Soler? What do you have in Brad Keller? What do you have in Jacob Junis? You take your pick of the young player. I don't care which one you pick. But it was, at the top, it was answering, can Adalberto Mondesi do this for a full 162? And so far in Adalberto Mondesi's career, he's 23 years old, played in 47 games in 2016, played in 25 games in 2017, played in 75 games in 2018, and finally hit his career high at 82 games and now could miss a substantial amount of time. That's worst case scenario for this team. Best case scenario was not winning 75 games and not going anywhere. Best case scenario was Adalberto Mondesi playing 158 games this season, hitting .300, having 21 home runs, and 97 RBIs.
Remember a couple of days ago when the Royals brought up Bubba Starling, we were talking about how excited we were because, quite frankly, there wasn't a lot to be excited for in the second half of the season. We all kind of pointed to the same thing. At least we can watch the development of Adalberto Mondesi with him going down. You're right. I hope that you're still somewhat excited for the Bubba effect. They are 4-1 since he's been here. My dude's got his average up to .215, but you're right. The one thing that we had to be
right
excited
under the
about,
Mendoza line.
The one
Let's
thing
go.
That we had to be excited about, the development of Adalberto Mondesi, and it looks like at this point, he might not play the rest of the year.
Did you really just say the sentence, my guy's batting average is up to .215?
Damn right. He's got 3 hits now. Watch out for Bubba Starling, guys.
BK, you're much more of the statistician, Fangraphs analytic guy on the show. How big of a loss is this? Because you were telling some stat earlier today on Fangraphs, and you know how fan. What I love most about baseball is they can find a way to tell you any baseball player is good. They can find some. I mean, his bat up and balls hit in play, he's hitting 492. Well, his real batting average is 197. What is what you're saying make any sense? So tell me some Fangraphs thing of how Adalberto Mondesi is the fifth best player in baseball.
Okay, so it's not the fifth best player in baseball. It's the fifth best shortstop in baseball. Fangraphs is going through. They do this every year. It's an annual tradition. They go through their most valuable trade pieces in all of baseball right now. It's around this time, right before the trade deadline. Makes sense, right? So they had Adalberto Mondesi at number 48, which sounds low if you're a Royals fan. You're like, how is this guy only the 48th most valuable player? Man, there's 30 teams. You could argue he's one of the two most valuable players on like a championship type of team based on this value. So 48th most valuable player in all of baseball, according to their trade metrics. They said this about Adalberto Mondesi. Quote, if you take Mondesi's 2018 and 2019 big league performance and give him the playing time of the top shortstops in baseball, so basically say he actually plays every day, he's either the fifth or sixth best shortstop in the game over that span, behind only Francisco Lindor, Javier Baez, Xander Bogaerts, Manny Machado, and Trevor Story. So basically, if you just look at the actual production that Mondesi has put on the field, this is no longer projecting. This is talking about what he's done, and you talk about him doing it over a 162-game season, the way that these guys do, he's been every bit as productive as the best shortstops in all of baseball. In other words, he's Sammy Watkins of baseball.
No one, well, I won't say no one, because Sean kind of does doubt Sammy Watkins' ability. I've never said that Sammy Watkins can't play football. Never said that he's not a valuable player. It's just his value doesn't match his production, which doesn't match his contract. I think that Adalberto Mondesi could be a star. It's hard to be a star if every season you has gets cut short by injury or lack of production. So far in his four-year baseball career, it's either been they brought him up too early and he wasn't ready, or when he starts to put together a good season, he gets hurt in the middle of it. That's what we've seen so far with Adalberto Mondesi.
And there was a lot of hype with Mondesi. Like, there was a lot of hype with Sammy Watkins. I know this is a Mondesi conversation, not Sammy Watkins, but since you guys brought
Sammy
I know,
Watkins,
so I'm going to, since you guys brought him up, there's a couple of things he can never live up to the hype. One, he was the number four overall pick. The Bills traded a lot to trade up and get a wide receiver.
Been
that almost never
day.
Happens.
Been holding this all day, BK.
Yeah, I have. And then two, the contract that the Chiefs gave him, $15 million a year annually, which at the time was the sixth highest per year dollars for any wide receiver in football. It's not that I don't think Sammy's good. It's that he can never live up to the hype of being the number four pick and getting $15 million per year.
Here's what Hunter Dozier said he saw whenever Adalberto Mondesi went down.
He tried to make a heck of a play and it looked like his shoulder kind of got caught up under him. Looks like it was dislocated. That's what he thought it was, but he seemed to be doing all right.
It don't sound good.
He's no doctor, though. Where's Lawrence Duvernay-Tardif when you need him?
Now, we'll find out in an hour, 2 hours or so. I'm sure Jeffrey Flanagan will have some report. We'll hear from Ned later today. But worst-case scenario is that Adalberto Mondesi is out for the next 6 weeks because of a dislocated shoulder. Or he comes back in a month, but he's clearly not 100%, so there's no way that we can really evaluate where he's at.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.